Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, listener supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll offer you a chance to judge which of two singers of a song is performing in their native tongue. I hope you find this both fun and a good chance to hear various interpretations of the same song. The first song is in German by Hugo Wolf to Eichendorff poetry. It's called Heimweh, homesickness, and in the last strophe celebrates Deutschland as the longed-for home. The question for you is, which between the two is the German? The first one is a vintage recording.
Steig ich in stiller Stund auf den höchsten Berg.
Just now you heard the German Hermann Prey with Leonard Hokanson performing Heimweh, or Homesickness, by Hugo Wolf. The first singer was the Danish tenor Helge Rosvænge with Michael Rauchheisen in a 1944 recording. How did you fare in identifying the native speaker? We'll test your ears again for the German language Frühling, Spring, from the four last songs of Richard Strauss.
Thank you.
What lush orchestration in Frühling or Spring from the four last songs of Richard Strauss. The soprano you just heard was the American-born Renee Fleming with the Houston Symphony Orchestra conducted by Christoph Eschenbach. The first singer was Elisabeth Schwarzkopf of Germany with the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin conducted by George Zell. Could you tell the German-speaking native? Well, we'll change countries and ask who sounds like they are really Spanish. We'll hear La Maja Dolorosa, the Sad Maja of Enrique Granados.
Yeah.
That was La Maja Dolorosa, The Sad Maja by Enrique Granados. Could you tell which of the singers was singing in her native Spanish? We began with Pilar Lorengar and Alicia de la Rocha, both Spanish, and concluded with Joyce DiDonato with Julius Drake, both English speakers. Did you guess correctly? Well, here's another Granados song for you. It's called El Mirar de la Maja, The Look of the Maja. See if your ears can hear the native singer.
No suelo hay torre.
You heard El Mirar de la Maja, the Look of the Maja by Granados. Could you guess which of the singers was a native Spanish speaker? Yes, the one we just heard, Maria Bayo with Malcolm Martineau. The first singer was the American Lorraine Hunt Lieberson with Stephen Blyer, but also very Spanish sounding. It's really difficult to notice the small inflections which demonstrate the native speaker. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, you're listening carefully to distinguish the native from the non-native. We'll now hear I Skogen, In the Forest, by the Swedish Wilhelm Stenhammar.
Thank you.
Well, are your ears improving? Which of the two singers was actually Swedish? We began with the Swedish Anne Sophie von Otter with Bengt Forsberg in I skogen, in the forest, by the Swede Wilhelm Stenhammer. The second singer was the American Barbara Bonney with Antonio Papano. Let's take a break and hear some fun, fast piano music by the Swedish Wilhelm Petersen Berger. This is his Nachspiel or Postlude. Was Mats Wiedlund playing Wilhelm Petersen Berger's Nachspiel or Postlude. Let's return to the theme of this edition of Singing and Other Sins, guess the native speaker, or in this case, singer. We have two wonderful voices for you now, singing Debussy's Les Ingénues, the naive ones. Who grew up speaking French?
Thank you. tête avec les longues jupes, en sorte que selon de terre et le vent, parfois luisent des bas de jambes, trop souvent interceptés. Et nous aimions ce jeu de dupes. Parfois aussi le dard d'un insecte jaloux, mais qui était le col des belles sous les branches, et c'était des éclairs soudains de nuque blanche, et ce régal comblait nos jeunes yeux de
The first voice you heard was the American Jean de Gaetani with Gilbert Kalish. And then it was the French Gérard Souzet with Dalton Baldwin in Debussy's Les Ingénues, The Native Ones. Could you identify the native French speaker? I hope you're having as much fun listening to this program of singing and other sins as I have bringing it to you. Let's stay with French and hear Duparc's L'Invitation au Voyage, The Invitation to a Voyage. Deciding on which is the native singer will be more difficult because one is accompanied by orchestra.
Thank you.
That was Duparc's L'Invitation au Voyage, The Invitation to a Voyage. First sung by Sarah Walker with Roger Vignoles. Then the orchestrated version of the same song was performed by Victoria de Los Angeles. The first singer was English and the second Spanish or Catalan. So it was a trick for you to decide which singer was performing in her native language. See if you notice any difference now when you hear the same song by the Belgian Bernard Crisson, for whom French was his first language.
Mon enfant, ma sœur, songe à la douceur d'aller là-bas vivre ensemble, aimer à loisir, aimer et mourir au pays qui te ressemble. Laisse ciel brouillé pour mon esprit, mon charme si mystérieux de tes traîtres yeux brillant à travers.
Finally, a French speaker singing Duparc's L'Invitation au Voyage, The Invitation to a Voyage. It was Bernard Cresson with Noël Lee. Now for a treat. This is not an art song, but don't turn off your good ears. Tell me the name of both the solo violinist and the baritone, both among the most famous performers of their time.
Yet from out thy dream, which guardian angels have attended, and while the golden splendors gleam, still sleep. My love until 'tis ended. Sleep, sleep, not yet appears the day. Holy Virgin, guard her, I pray.
If you said that the violinist was Yasha Heifetz, excellent. And the baritone? Yes, it was Bing Crosby. I don't know that he ever recorded another classical song. This is Gary Hickling. Aloha.
I pray.